Keeping ticks off your yard and off you. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Tick populations are expanding, causing more worries about Lyme disease. Gary Crawford has an expert with some tips for keeping ticks off of you.
We want you to meet Dr. John Carroll.
I'm in the invasive insects behavior and biocontrol lab at Beltsville, Maryland.
And at parties, I'm sure that introduction brings on some interest until he says...
We've been working with ticks, tick behavior, how they find their hosts, and how they find each other.
When he says ticks, partygoers may lose interest, you know, but actually...
You may not be interested in ticks, but they may be interested in you.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, besides being nasty on the face of it, ticks can carry Lyme disease, and that's why ticks have gotten the attention and interest of a lot of people. More and more homeowners are interested in keeping ticks out of their yards, off of them and off their pets. So, how do you do that? First, there's some good news. A tick does not usually take up residence in short grass, sunny lawns, and that sort of thing. In direct sun and on pavement, it
can dry out fairly easily. It likes to have high humidity, so I need somewhere it can get back into some refuge that's moist.
You are usually okay in the lawn part of the yard and on the driveway, the deck, and the patio.
But if you happen to have to do gardening up against the woods or that sort of thing, that's pretty risky business.
So stay out of there. If you can't, though, use insect repellent on yourself, long sleeves, gloves, watch your clothes and body later for ticks. To keep them off the lawn and back away from where the kids and you might be most of the time, there are chemical controls that you can use.
Those can be directed, you know, particularly along the edges of the woods is where they act to have the contact.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.
And really important to check yourself and family members for ticks. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.